Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Belrond Viking Podcast. I am Addison Wallace, and this week we will be sitting down with varsity field hockey coach, Coach Sowers. Hello. Miss Sowers, this year you were able to field both a JV and a varsity team. Talk a little bit about the increase in numbers and what that means for your program.
Well, this year we have a huge freshman class, and we can attribute that to the starting up of a youth program that we ran after school starting about 4 years ago. And we were able to get a bunch of kids from that youth program to continue through the middle school program, and now they are our freshmen. So we're excited about the numbers and having two teams. I think the more opportunities the kids have to play, the better chances we have to improve the program and as individuals.
Now talk a little bit about your seniors, Carrie Hetrick and Kaylee Dunmoyer. What did they bring to the team, and how much will you miss players like them?
We're going to miss Hetrick and Dunmoyer to a pretty high extent. They are both tenacious, gutsy players. Hetrick played up on the forward line, and she ended up finishing in the top 10 of our section, even though we had a losing season and she had to sit for a game because of an injury. She's the type of kid that'll run through a wall for you, and we're going to miss that tenacity and her gutsiness and hard work. Dunmoyer is also a gutsy seasoned player. She's a unique player in that she could play any position on the field. She usually runs from end line to end line. We have her on our defensive corners and on our offensive corners. And if you sat back and looked at the statistics, you don't see much in terms of Kaylee Dunmoyer. But if you sit back and actually watch a game, you'll notice that not a lot of things happen on the field that she's not involved in. So most of the productivity that we were able to create this year centered around Dunmoyer. So that's going to be a huge hole to fill next year. We're optimistic. We have a lot of great freshmen and sophomores, and we have a junior coming back. So we feel like we can fill those holes, but just because you get a year older, you don't get a year better. So hopefully the kids are willing to work hard to improve for next year.
You had a huge freshman class this year. How many freshman starters did you have, and what does that say about the future of your program?
We had 6 or 7 freshmen starting each game, along with 2 seniors, 2 sophomores, and a junior. And I think that speaks volumes for the future of the program in terms of our potential. Again, as we remain optimistic, it's still important to realize that because we get a year older, we don't necessarily get a year better. So we're looking forward to a lot of hard work in the off season, and for the kids to improve their stick skills and their game strategy and knowledge. It should be very exciting to see what happens over the next 3 years with this large group of freshmen.
What was your most memorable game from the past season, and why?
I think probably my most memorable game was our game against Lancaster Catholic. We were down 4-1, and we came back and ended up tying the game and went into overtime with them. And I think that the amount of intestinal fortitude that our kids demonstrated and their hard work and dedication and teamwork, and I think that was actually the turning point in our season as well. I think they proved to themselves what they were capable of, and it was an exciting game to watch.
This year's junior high team played with 11 players and did very well. How optimistic are you about the field hockey program in the upcoming years?
We're excited about the talent coming up from the middle school, and in terms of optimism, we would love to see about 8 to 10 more kids on the middle school team and in the middle school program so that we can continue to have both a JV and varsity team in the high school.
Anything else you would like to add today?
Well, just we're very excited about next year. We're excited about the future. We're excited about the middle school class coming up, and this large freshman group, and of course our sophomores and juniors coming back. And go NL field hockey.
Thank you for your time, Coach Sowers. We really appreciate it. Well, that does it for today's edition of the Belrond's Viking Podcast. Thank you for tuning in, and we will see you next time.